Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know that Mike from Buckley is. Mike, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good morning, Mike. Steve? Get out of here, please.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Mike has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
How many buns are in a Big Mac?
3.
Correct. Where would one arrive at the second star from the right and straight on till morning?
Pass.
In what decade was the first Earth Day celebrated?
30, 40, 50.
No, no, no. What U.S. city is nicknamed the Big Easy?
New York.
No.
Chicago.
No.
L.A.
No. What igneous rock has a density less than water?
Pumice?
Yes. John Steinbeck is best known for writing what 1939 novel?
Pass.
What is the name given to the person rolling the dice in craps?
Dealer?
No.
The dice roller?
No.
The crap shooter?
No. What is the active ingredient in smelling salts?
Salt?
No.
Ammonia?
Yes. Where are a butterfly's taste receptors located?
Their antenna?
No.
Wings?
No.
Feet?
Yes. Feet is correct. And with that, you get 4 correct, Mike.
Yikes.
Hey, you said it. I did not. I do think these are a little bit tough. And I think Steve might struggle a little.
Oh, wow.
I do. But how do you feel, Steve? Do you feel ready?
I feel pretty damn good.
Oh, yeah.
How many buns are in a Big Mac?
3.
Yes. Where would one arrive at the second star from the right and straight on till morning?
Excuse me?
The second star from the right and straight on till morning.
I feel like that's a hotel thing. The Westin.
No.
Holiday Inn.
No. Wow.
Star Wars.
No. In what decade was the first Earth Day celebrated?
70s.
Yes. What U.S. city is nicknamed the Big Easy?
That would be New Orleans.
Yes. What igneous rock has a density less than water?
Coral.
No.
I don't know. A pass.
John Steinbeck is best known for writing what 1939 novel?
Is that The Grapes of Wrath?
It is. What is the name given to the person rolling the dice in craps?
The roller?
No.
The shooter?
Yes. What is the active ingredient in smelling salts?
That would be cocaine.
No.
Sorry. Ammonia?
Yes. Where are a butterfly's taste receptors located?
Their butts.
No.
Their wings.
No.
Their feet.
Yes. Detroit Rock City is a movie about 4 friends' journey to see what band?
Kiss.
Yes. And Steve Migs, with that, you got 8 correct, and that is a win. 8-4.
Let's
go. Sorry, Mike.
Good job, Steve.
Thank you, my friend. Have a great day. I'll be honest. When you said I got eight right, I'm like, I did a lot better than it felt. I felt like I was just doing a terrible job.
Well, you had some great guesses in there.
I did have a couple lucky guesses. Shooter?
Yeah, you did great. You did great.
Thank you.
I will say neither of you got this one right, but I know Danny knows it. Second star from the right and straight on till morning. Where would you be going, Danny?
Neverland. Neverland. Peter Pan, yo.
And our friend Mike knew that the igneous rock with the density less than water is pumice.
I would be here all day guessing and never come up with pumice.
I know that we are telling people all about the new shirt that's in the rock shop, the yes. I Beat Migs shirt. Would you wear your own I Beat Migs shirt? Oh, it's like Beat Migsception.
What do you think's under this sweater? It's not the shirt. I wish if it was, I would wear it.
People can get one at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
We have a sweet new feature on the Odyssey app. It makes it very simple for you to hop on there and leave us a voice message. And we have been piling on the messages, Steve Migs. Some are very weird.
And some are just, I think, very interesting. Like this one. Somebody has, they want Danny's opinion on an iconic pop punk band, but I think all of us have an opinion.
We'll slide into our VMs next.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad, and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs. Yeah, baby. It's time to slide into our VMs. On the Daily Mix Show.
It is a joy and a treat checking these voice messages every day,
Steve.
Yes,
it
Migs.
Is. It's an adventure, some
it
would say.
It sure is, and it's very easy to leave one. Just head to the Odyssey app, and you can take care of business right there.
Now, we do have somebody that wants Danny's opinion about a band that we just played.
Right.
But before we get to that one, let's check out another voice message through our Odyssey app.
I feel enthusiastic what now.
I'm not sure. What was it? What was that again? Oh, okay. Yes. Now I'm tracking.
I was fully expecting a honking of a horn.
Kind of, sort of too. Maybe that's his version of a horn. All right, let's get to the one about Green Day.
Hey, this message is for Daddy. I know you're a f***ing Green Day fan.
Okay, hold on. Oh. I'm so aggressive. Oh, my God. Now I'm very worried. I know you're a blanking Green Day fan, Danny.
You know, I try.
I think that's on your LinkedIn bio. It says Danny V. I think Green Day fan.
It's also going to be in my tombstone later on, yeah.
I know you're a f***ing Green Day fan or whatever, but did you see them at Coachella doing covers? They suck. Stick to playing their own songs. If you haven't heard it, check it out. It's so f***ing bad. Love the show.
Love the show, not Green Day doing covers.
I'm so confused by both of these voice messages.
Wow.
I know you're a f***ing Green Day fan or whatever.
I love that part. Or whatever.
So wait, did they... I haven't actually watched their actual performance.
Okay.
I've only seen them do... the thing with the Go-Go's.
Right. So what I think this guy is talking about, they didn't do this at Coachella. And honestly, I wish I could have gone to this. Between their two Coachella sets, they went to some small town in California.
Yeah.
It's called Pioneer Town.
Oh, I've heard this place.
And they went there and they performed as the Cover-Ups.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Cover-Ups isn't all of Green Day. It's Mike, the bassist, Billy, the guitarist, and then a bunch of their buddies. So Trey's like, I'm not a part of this. He's probably like, this guy. He's like, I don't want to do these crappy covers. Have you heard some of the covers that they did? They did 31 covers.
That's
at
crazy.
A bar. No Green Day songs, that's just cool. Covers. So I grabbed a few of them. I want to see if you can figure out what song they're covering. I think some of them, you know what? I might agree with the voice message. Other ones, I kind of disagree.
All right.
Ready for the first one?
I'm curious.
Okay.
Nice.
What's wrong with Billy's voice?
Probably had a couple too many cocktails.
That's fair.
Oh, no, he's sober now, isn't he?
I think he is, yeah.
A couple too many mocktails. So what's that, Bryan Adams, Summer of 69?
Yeah.
All right, next one. You know it?
Yeah.
What is it?
Crazy Train.
Ooh, I kind of like that, actually.
Dude, it's so cool to see them. Like, there's like some small club, and there's just like people there that are probably just like, well, are you going to play a Green Day song? But no, we're just going to do random metal songs.
Buy your very expensive Coachella ticket if you want to see the Green Day action.
All right, here's another one to see if you can figure out what it is.
song is the perfect tempo for making love.
Have you tried it?
I just
started... What do you think, Danny? Okay. Of course I have.
I'm disgusted with myself after you said that, because as you said that, then I just started gyrating my hips, and I'm like, I'm in a room with my friends. Like, what am I doing here?
But now you know. It's pretty accurate.
I mean, you're not wrong. It felt kind of cool.
Yeah, try to throw that one on next time, Steve.
Yeah, tonight. My wife's like, why are we listening to Led Zeppelin when we go to bed? We never listen to music when we go to bed. Now what's going on? I'm like, tell the dog to go outside.
It's time for romance.
Let me be your Robert Plant.
Oh, jeez. All right, here's another one.
All right.
Danny, do you know this one?
No.
Oh, wait.
No, I don't.
Well, Poison, talk no. dirty to me.
Sure did not.
Here we go.
Talk dirty to me.
I am loving this.
This is awesome. I would have paid extra for this.
I just love that Billy Joe is clearly not a closeted, but a full-on hair metal fan.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Got one more for you.
Do you know the band, Danny?
Is it Motley Crue?
Yes!
All right!
Look at this guy!
Now, I'm not saying that these are great performances. They're not terrible.
It would just be fun.
I mean, I've seen Green Day enough so I could say I could be okay with never seeing them again. Wow. I love them. Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
But if you said, do you want to see Green Day do Green Day's greatest songs, or do you want to go to this club and see them do 31 covers, questionable covers at times, because, you know, they clearly don't know some of the songs, I would take that in a heartbeat.
You know what's crazy, too, is the Pioneer Town thing, that place is blowing up. Like, that's where Slipknot reunited for their, like, new 25th anniversary one.
That's that same spot?
Yeah, they do. Well, I don't know if it's the same town.
Okay.
But, yeah, like, for some reason, all these, like, big bands are going there and doing small shows.
Okay, tell me more about this Pioneer Town. Is it, like, an old Western town? What happens there?
It's where the Pioneers went.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
Like, do they have a saloon? Is it, like, the Old West?
Then I'll tell you about Weed, California. I have all the information about that one as well. Oh, no. But yeah, did 31 covers.
That's so cool.
I did Buzzcocks covers. They did Soul Asylum, The Ramones, nice. Tom Petty's American Girl.
When's the new album coming out where it's the cover-ups and just all of it? I would buy that in a second.
They did Nirvana's Drain You.
Nice.
Okay. That would be a lot of fun to be at. Misfits covers, like I said, like you heard Poison and Ozzy. David Bowie did it, all the young dudes.
Oh.
That's how they ended the set.
I would have loved to have been there.
Yeah, that would have been pretty awesome. So I don't know. I don't know if I necessarily agree with that voice message about them sucking.
Yeah, I don't think it sucked
at all.
You're
a f***ing Green Day fan or whatever, but did you see them at Coachella doing covers? F***, they suck.
The Daily Mix Show.
Love the show.
We cordially invite you to join us May 3rd. We're going to be heading down south to Puyallup and hanging out at the Red Dog in Sunrise Village. We're calling it Sunrise de Mayo.
So it's official.
It is official.
Put it in your calendar.
The place is dog friendly. It's kid friendly. It's even Migs friendly. You can get more info on Sunrise de Mayo at KISW.com. There is a website called Screen Rant that put together a fun little piece about musicians that decided to leave their very successful, huge bands, and then upon starting their solo careers, just weren't as successful.
And I'd imagine high expectations. You're like, okay, this guy is a rock star. Let's just see what he does without the other three members, because maybe they're holding him back, and then we find out rather quickly that, no, that's not the case.
He needed them.
So I found some of the ones that they put on this list, and I want to test you guys. And honestly, Danny, I believe that you have a fighting chance in this situation.
I don't.
I really, I legitimately think you do.
Okay.
I mean, I could be wrong, but I feel like some of these you might be able to figure out. All right, let's go. Start off with this one. This guy left his band hoping to become a big solo star. Did not work out. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Taryn, you think you know it?
Oh, yeah.
Danny?
No. Is it Scott Stapp?
Yeah. Look at you, Danny, killing it.
I didn't want to know that one, okay? Let's just...
I honestly forgot he went solo. Here's the crazy part. Back in 2004, this was considered maybe not a great success, but that album went platinum. It sold a million copies. Nowadays...
that would be like another level of success. Obviously, the times have changed with streaming, but the album and the song was called The Great Divide.
Ooh, edgy.
That sounds like a Creed album.
And honestly, dude, you watch the video, you're like, this is just, nothing has changed. Like, he didn't even try and change things up. He just wrote a Creed song without the other members of Creed.
Rinse and repeat, same formula.
Now I'm starting to understand why they did Alter Bridge, because they're just like, we're just going to do our own thing without you, buddy. All right, here's the next one. This one I don't think Danny's going to get, but you never know. You know it?
No.
Taryn?
Yes. This is David Lee Roth.
That's right. From the band?
Van Halen.
And I'll be honest, I think that's David Lee Roth's best song.
Without question.
With Yankee Rose. I like that more than most Van Halen songs, but then I remember being all excited to hear the rest of the record, and I'm like, oh, he figured out how to write one good song, and then it just didn't go very well after that.
Good try, buddy.
Yeah. All right, next one. I believe Danny has a shot.
I'm excited.
This came out in 2014. Taryn?
I don't think I know this one.
I'm not recognizing
it. Dude, you're going to kick yourself when you realize who this is, because I honestly didn't even know this person went solo, so that shows how well this record did. But it's this guy. Gerard Way from My Chemical Romance.
Interesting.
Never would have, I guess.
The record was called Hesitant Alien. Probably Hesitant Listeners as well. And the song... No Shows.
Which, I honestly thought it was a girl for a second, so.
Yeah, he just totally said, you know what, screw the emo sound. We're going to go with, like, some kind of, like, you know, shoegazer kind of, like, you know, quirky rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, how about this one? I feel like, again, Danny, you shouldn't fail us on this one.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
You know this one?
Yeah, I do.
Taryn, do you know it?
Oh, no. What is this?
Patrick Stump from Fall Out Boy.
Is it?
Yeah.
He ditched his hat and decided to let everybody know he has a soulful voice.
Lost a lot of weight then, too. I actually interviewed him during that album cycle.
Wow.
Yeah, like he in my old station, and it was so weird to hear his like solo stuff. It was actually pretty cool.
Yeah, it's the same guy that once did this. All right, one more.
Are you ready?
All right,
okay.
Deliver it.
I feel like, I don't know if either one of you are going to get this one.
All right.
I walk the empty desert. Oh, I got it.
You already got it?
What? But the road I must turn. Can I say it?
Yeah.
Tom Morello. I really liked his, so I followed his solo career a little bit, and then he had the Night Watchman too.
This is the Night Watchman.
Yeah.
Yep.
So this was a really cool little ditty. And I will knock on. It was kind of had some like cowboy undertones. It was pretty cool.
It was a little folky.
Yeah.
I didn't hate it, but when people say it was a failure, I'm like, I don't know if he went into this hoping that this would become like a mainstream or a larger-than-life project. I think it was just kind of like a thing to satisfy his little songwriting.
Yeah.
Needs. Yeah.
And he would link up with like Ben Harper and do stuff. I mean, he was definitely doing something very different that the Rage fans would probably not necessarily understand.
Definitely a far cry from him playing guitar in this. It's a little bit different. I mean, maybe it's the same thing.
Can you just play guitar again for us there, Steve?
Yeah, thank you. He does a little guitar move every time.
He's got a good form. Good form.
It's either that or I have an itchy chest.
I need your help, friends. I need you to decide if I'm a bad person or not. If you could do a favor and call in right now to be the judge, that would be great. 206-803-ROCK. We'll explain exactly what happened and let you be the judge. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to take your calls and find out if I am a bad person after Nirvana. With the weather being so wonderful, I'm getting all of my outside chores done these days, Steve Miggs. And one of those things has been weeding the garden.
Okay.
So I want to know if my this practice that I've been doing whilst weeding apparently makes me a monster, according to my husband. So I would like to get the opinions of you and also our callers.
So we have a few people that are on hold right now. We have Danny in the room, myself as well. I have no idea what you're doing other than you sent me an email that says, hey, my husband thinks I'm a monster for something I do and I want to check and see if I am with the Rockaholics.
So we were in the garden the other day and Barrett's in there with me as well, and that's my five-year-old son who loves to dig with excavators. So he's digging in the garden with me and he encountered a beetle which he smashed with his foot. And I kind of reprimanded him. I was like, dude, don't do that. We don't kill the bugs. Like, let them live.
Especially outside.
Right?
I feel like when they come into your home, it's kind of like a home intruder.
Yes.
All bets are off.
I agree. Like,
hey, spider, I didn't invite you into this house. Now I can do whatever the hell I want to you.
You must die.
But on the outside, I'd be like, hey, spider, what's up? You walk around and crawl wherever you want.
So then another thing that usually happens when I'm weeding is the chickens come around me because they know that if I find a worm or a beetle or a spider, I'll throw it to them to eat it.
Okay.
And so Brad was like, you just told your son not to kill the beetle with his foot, but you're feeding the bugs to the chickens. Make it make sense.
I'm on your side.
Thank you.
I'm on your side. Yeah. Because it's like being a hunter. If you're going to hunt and you're going to eat what you hunt, I have no problem with it. If you're just going out there just to shoot animals, I think that's weird.
Okay, I appreciate that. I'm curious to know what Kevin from Renton thinks. Kevin, do you think that I'm a monster for feeding the grubs and the critters to my chickens while I'm weeding?
I don't. I think, I think telling a little one that, not to do it. It's just being a good parent. You know, it's being a good parent, teaching morals and values. But at the same time, you're also teaching the cycle of life. We all have to eat.
Right.
So the chicken.
At some point, you're going to eat that chicken.
No, I'm not. Just the eggs. Charlie in Lakewood, what do you think? Am I a monster for feeding all the bugs I find to the chickens?
Well, do you collect the eggs to consume in your home?
I sure do.
Well, they do say that, the better things you feed your chickens or the happier you make them, the better tasting eggs you get. So if your chickens are happy with what you're feeding them, then, I'm sure that's going to, cross over into how your eggs taste. So I say go for it.
Happy hens.
Yeah. Also, Don, a quick question is, when Barrett was killing that beetle, was he like yelling at it? Was he like asserting dominance over it? Like,
no, he just gave it a little toe smash,
Did he say this after he stepped on it?
I'm sick of you.
Something like that. Solomon from Seattle, weigh in. Do you think I'm a monster for feeding the grubs and the worms and the beetles to the chickens as I find them?
Well, Karen, some people are born bad, and then you have your own theme music. It would be bad.
Bad girls. What you gonna do?
Oh, gosh. Someone says, I think it's a wonderful way to show your son the circle of life. And this is how the chickens eat, and this is how we take care of things. But we also, we're not cruel, and we don't just kill the bugs. You're doing a great job, Taryn. Oh, that's from Suzanne.
Thank you, Suzanne. I feel so much better about myself now. Brad really was making me feel like, what are you teaching this child? Like, I'm teaching him that chickens really like bugs.
That seems about fair. That seems about right. Yeah, good job. Great job, according to Suzanne and nobody else. You're doing a great job. No, I'm kidding. Someone just said, make sure you explain the difference to Barrett.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
Yes. We're not murdering. We're sharing.
So when you guys were arguing, was Barrett listening to you guys argue about this?
No.
Oh, you sent them. Yeah, the adults are talking. Barrett, get in the other room.
Get out of here. Take your excavator and go.
Also, if you teach him the difference between eating and killing, you might have him start eating bugs. So just be careful with that one.
The Daily Mix Show.
Who out there would like a shot at beating Steve? This man has a record of 117 wins, 48 losses, and 31 ties in 2025.
I'll eat your beetles.
It might be helpful if you were listening to the men's room yesterday at 5:40. That's when we give out a cheat sheet with three of the correct answers to the 7:50 game. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 7:50.